Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, February 1st. It's National Get Up Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart Travel. You know, when we were talking to them about an upcoming trip to Greece that we wanted to take, they made a point of telling us that people don't get up early in Athens. I asked them why, and they said that dawn is tough on Greece. Oh, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, certainly there's a reason to get up today. Currently minus one, but we're working our way up to a high of plus four today under sunny skies. Rain coming this evening, and then we head into a multi-day snow event. 10 to 20 centimeters, apparently, by Friday. So enjoy today. Get on up, Bob. And today's random daily shout-out is to syrups, which is what you use to get up on a horse made of pancakes, no? Talk to that writing team.
You're welcome to attend the next meeting, sir. National Get Up Day offers an opportunity to share inspiring stories of perseverance. Now, the day reminds you to pick ourselves up when we've fallen down and when we get up. You know, get up, give it another go. Scratchy. February 1st also marks the official end of National Quit Month and just before National Give Up Month. I almost did quit this morning, I gotta say. I went to make my coffee with the Keurig and did not put a cup underneath. Why does February have to be that way? Fortunately, the good folks at Keurig are a step ahead of us and they put the spill catcher that holds more than a cup of coffee. And the last note is about my buddy Bob, who always said that it's not about how many times you fall, but it's how many times you get up and try again. But I had to remind him that that's not how field sobriety tests work. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? We got a lot of choices with Get Up. You got Ciara, Van Halen, Mother, 50 Cent, James Brown. Any of those work for you?
No, there's another legendary song. Of course. Legendary song. Yeah. Yes, Get Up, Stand Up. That's the one for today, Bob Marley and the Wailers. One of my favorite verses or parts of this song is, but if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. And I think for me, it's like, you know what? There's a lot of focus right now on space. Well, certain people are focused on space because they have money. And I love space. I'm a Trekkie, Star Wars fanatic, all of that good stuff. But there's a lot that needs to be done. Where? Here. And a lot of those billions that we're using could be used to edify where we live, right? So if we know what our life is worth, particularly if you know what the earth is worth, we're going to take care of it, right? We're going to do the best that we can while we're here. So that's why I love that song, especially during this time of year where everything feels a little dead and a little drab and cold. Still worth celebrating, right? So that's my pick today, that Get Up pick, that song that makes you just kind of jerk yourself awake a little bit. And good choice also for the first day of our session. Mm-hmm. Oh, for credit students. So you know what? Again, if you know what your life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. That's the pick today. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Legendary song, legendary group. Just always relevant. I mean, look when this was written. And yet, you read the entire song, it is entirely applicable to today. So, that's the pick.
Absolutely timeless. What a beautiful choice. It's time for Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop, who are having a flash sale on copies of Don't Stop Believin'. What an unexpected journey that was. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
You know, when I heard the theme for today, the James Brown song just jumped into my head, and it's still playing in my head, Get Up. You know? So, I thought, you know what? What better way to look at some free apps that we can go and get music? I know you guys have some favorites, right? That you go to get your music.
Napster.
It's probably that's dead so long ago, JD. But so I'm just want to share a few apps that you can go and get some free music. One of my favorites is SoundCloud. I get a lot of my mixes through SoundCloud. A lot of people like Spotify. TuneIn Radio is another big one that people go to. YouTube for sure. A lot of people go get their music from YouTube. A lot of people, if you have Amazon Prime, you can get free music through that as well. Pandora Music is another great one. And when all else fails, just download the radio station app, right? Or any one of those radio station apps, and you can get some nice free music to listen to. And the last one is iHeartRadio, right? And there are a few that I've not mentioned, but there are so many free apps for you to go get some awesome music. And as I said, one of my favorites, SoundCloud. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Excellent. Have you tried the YouTube's music app? Or I keep getting, say, hey, free trial. Skip.
Yeah, I used to. There was an app on my phone. I can't remember the name of it, but then that was converted over to the YouTube Music, and that one was totally free. Now they're asking me. I haven't subscribed to it to get the free trial, but SoundCloud has been fine.
I love YouTube Music. Mind you, I'm still waiting for the ads to finish for my songs.
Was it Vimeo Venture that you used before Vimeo?
No, it wasn't Vimeo. I can't remember the name of it. I had the app on my phone and I deleted it.
Well, did you hear the latest controversy with streaming? So Neil Young pulled off all his music off of Spotify. So, and then I think now Joni Mitchell has too.
Joni Mitchell's following suit?
Yeah, there's a few people. India Ari's pulling her stuff.
Dave Grohl was talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pinning that down to, hey, nobody's listening to my music. I'm going to protest, and now they're going to start listening to my music.
But they're saying, how are you going to pay one guy $100 million and then pay me less than 1 cent for everything? So I think they're kind of like, wow, our music is allowing you to pay one person, right? Because they're taking the profit from a lot of the streams, right? Which is whatever, their business model.
How much are we pulling in for this again?
Only so much you can get out of defunct retailers. I'm wondering if Napster would like to be one of our best defunct retailers.
That's it. I'm protesting this platform. We're moving.
Spotify now has nobody. We had an investors meeting the other day. Their budgets are absolutely tapped. So we're getting the most that we can out of them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all well to pay paradise. I just like our front foyer done.
And the parking lot.
And maybe.
And the parking lot. And the parking lot.
Want them to put up a parking lot?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
They build it and they will come. Hey, it is Tuesday. That means it's time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah. Did you know that 10% of people that follow their dreams decide just to keep sleeping? The other 90% of us actually get up and try to pursue our dreams. And out of those 90%, 85 of us go to sleep and nothing happens. The other 5%, I don't know, you know, just, I think they just luck into, I think they must win a lottery or something. But anyway, that's the stats for today about getting up.
Alrighty, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Tuesday. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.